The America that we are living in right now is not a free America.
Heck, you should come out and stand with me to stand against them, to stand against that racism, to stand against that bias, and to stand against that hubris that would allow an innocent man who is protecting his family to be carted off by police while the five racist people in the lynch mob that attacked him looked on and laughed. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Not Free America Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Donovan, and it is another day in the United States of America with racial sensitivities at a level we haven't seen in a very, very long time, and the appearance that things are going to get worse before they get better. And why do I say that? Because we continue to have instances that provoke these types of rallies in the streets, these types of reactions. And what I want to talk about tonight are the cases that aren't being talked about. And they aren't being talked about because the person at the center of them didn't die. But it doesn't make them any less horrific. And I want to start by talking about a gentleman named Leon McCray. And he is a pastor of a church called Lighthouse Church and Marketplace Ministries International. It's in a town called Woodstock, not New York, but Virginia. Woodstock, Virginia is located in the picturesque, beautiful Shenandoah Valley, also happens to be where my company is headquartered, the Shenandoah Valley, not Shenandoah County. In any event, Shenandoah County is known for the Shenandoah River, a river that flows north, interestingly enough. Shenandoah County is known for being a gateway to northern Virginia and the Northeast. Shenandoah County is very, very conservative and very, very rural, as you might imagine. Now, on June 1st in Shenandoah County, Pastor Leon McCray, who owns an apartment building, saw a group of people look like pushing a dumpster across his property. And so he approached them. He called 911. Okay. So McCray, who's 61 years old, African-American pastor in this rural community, called 911 to report that a group of people that he had found stealing property in his apartment complex had assaulted him. Do you understand? So he said that he asked two of the people to leave the property. They got irate with him before they left. And when they came back with three others. Now five, count them, five people. And, you know, we're talking about some interesting looking folks. Don't look like they've had haircuts in a really long time and don't look like grooming is a really big, important part of their lives. They do not look like the, you know, we're not talking about people who would immediately provoke a sense of confidence when you look at them. And I say that for a reason, okay? Because they're saying all these horrible things to Pastor McCray, calling him the N-word, telling him his black life doesn't matter in Shenandoah County, telling him that they're going to kill him. McCray was in reasonable fear for his life, and so he drew his firearm to protect himself. He didn't shoot anybody. He simply pulled his firearm out after one of the men headbutted him. One of the guys snatched his shirt off and circled behind him, and that's when he realized he was in trouble. He called 911, and he pulled his gun. But when deputies arrived from the Shenandoah County Sheriff's Office, only one of them talked to McCray while they were putting handcuffs on him. And the five horrifying, disgusting people who attacked McCray after he caught them stealing on his property, who called him the worst names in the book and promised him that his black life didn't matter in Shenandoah County, were very, very right when those deputies locked Mr. McCray up. They seized his legally owned firearm. And they put him in handcuffs and on his property with his family, knowing what was happening to him. His black life didn't matter in Shenandoah County. His black life didn't matter in these United States. You see, it's not just the guy that gets caught at a Wendy's sleeping in a drive-thru? Should he be murdered for anything that he did or might have done that isn't a capital offense? Absolutely not. But there's always a chorus out there that says, but if they weren't doing this, if they weren't doing that. Well, tell me that how that relates to Pastor McCray. A man who owns businesses, helps people by renting apartments to people who need it, who cares about people, who loves people, who lives a life like Jesus of Nazareth, devoting to serve the meekest among us. How can we allow a man like that to be treated in such a dehumanizing and deliberately indifferent way? Now, I have to give credit to Timothy Carter. Timothy Carter is the sheriff of Shenandoah County. And I want to give him credit because he did come out and he did make a public statement. In fact, that's the only reason, well, one of the reasons this is in the news. The Shenandoah County Sheriff issued a public statement. He suspended two of his employees. He charged the five people involved. And he said that the charges against McCray were dropped last week. Well, that's wonderful, Sheriff. Except, Sheriff, when I checked the Virginia Court Information System tonight, Sunday, June 15th, not last week, those charges are still active. So, what's actually happening in Shenandoah County with Leon McCray? Why haven't his charges been dropped? Why hasn't the state sought to expunge his case? He was arrested after being attacked by a lynch mob. And the head lynchers that night weren't the five racists that stole from Leon and tried to kill him. The head lynchers wore deputy uniforms. And I'm not impressed that they're suspended. They engaged in civil rights violations, false imprisonment. All they had to do was ask Leon what happened. He was the person who called 911 to arrest this man with his family understanding what's happening. To arrest this man in front of the five racist lynchers that had arrived to do him and his family harm is the ultimate in dehumanizing activity. And I don't care if the sheriff is offended. He should be offended. But those cops shouldn't have jobs anymore. Why would those cops be suspended? Why wouldn't they be fired? Do you think any other profession would tolerate that kind of incompetence when that kind of incompetence led to the kind of damage that resulted from Mr. McCray, Pastor McCray, a good man, a decent man, a law-abiding man, a man who has never had a problem with the Shenandoah County Sheriff's Office? He simply led his flock. He didn't ask for this. He didn't ask for this problem. He didn't ask for this crisis. He didn't ask for those people to come on his land and try to steal his things. He's a black man who was invisible to those deputies that night. Don't tell me we don't have a race problem in this country. We have a lot of problems in this country. Those deputies, do I think they're racist? Sure, absolutely. But I think it's worse than that. I think calling them racist and saying that this is a racial issue lets them off the hook. See, I don't think it's just race. I think it's an elitist attitude. I think it's an elitist function that believes that they have the power to control us, that they are the ones who know what's best for us. It's not about race, not just. For Pastor McCray, it was. For sure it was, but not just. We have to unite as Americans, my conservative brothers and sisters. Pastor McCray is a conservative pastor. He's a good man. He's a gun owner. You should be offended that the Shenandoah County Sheriff's Office in the Commonwealth of Virginia did what they did to Pastor McCray. And you should join me in rebuking them. Heck, you should come out and stand with me to stand against them, to stand against that racism, to stand against that bias, and to stand against that hubris that would allow an innocent man who is protecting his family to be carted off by police while the five racist people in the lynch mob that attacked him looked on and laughed. That's America for black people. That's America for a small town black pastor. Don't tell me we don't have a race problem in this country. Just understand it's not just a race problem. It's an elitist problem. The elites, they want to control everything. They will play races against one another, knowing it is the one way that they can continue to control us. And what do I mean by control us? By abdicating our civil liberties, by chipping away at that very important document that gave us a foundational promise of liberty, our Constitution, and the first 10 and the 14th Amendment. We deserve better as Americans, but we're only going to get it if we fight together to make it better. Will you fight with me? Call 855-925-2833. If you have a legal issue, someone has violated your civil liberties, and you want to know what you can do about it, call 855-925-2833. Or visit notfreeamerica.com. Scroll to the bottom, fill out the form, and let us know that you want to get involved. Folks, the world is changing every day. People like Pastor Leon, they need our help. We need to unite together so that black men don't keep getting shot down in the street or lynched by these mobs. And so that everybody can enjoy a basic promise of the principle of liberty. Good cops can be celebrated, respected, admired, and bad cops can go away where they belong with the rest of the criminals. We are better than what our police state has become. And we need to demand better from our police state. Join me in doing that, would you? So that we can save this republic and restore it to the promises of our founders. Those promises, easily found and referenced in the first 10 and the 14th amendments of our Constitution. Folks, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.